It's Friday, April 2nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Many correctional officers in our region had early access to the COVID-19 vaccine, but a significant number have decided not to get it. Take Colorado. Only 40% of state prison staff there are fully vaccinated. That's why its Department of Corrections is taking a unique approach. It's offering a $500 bonus to all employees who get the shot before May 25th. Brian Dawes is national director of One Voice United, a nonprofit that advocates for correctional officers. He says offering that financial incentive to low-wage workers could raise ethical questions.
It's an interesting dilemma. I wish we didn't have to deal with it at all. Personally, I hope they all get vaccinated, the inmates, the officers, so we can get back to life.
Some of the largest and most deadly COVID-19 outbreaks have occurred in our country's prisons. In the Mountain West, every state prioritized correctional officers for early vaccination, but only New Mexico included inmates in the earliest vaccination phases. Health officials in Nevada say new cases of COVID-19 are leveling off. The news comes despite higher-than-average numbers of new daily cases and deaths in recent days. According to Nevada COVID Response Dashboard, the state's two-week test positivity rate has remained steady at 4.2%. The metric is a key indicator of the virus's spread and helps determine how many people around the state are testing positive for the coronavirus. Health officials say the overall decline in new cases and hospitalizations is thanks largely to vaccination efforts. Nearly one-third of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. More than 18% of the state's population 16 and older are fully vaccinated. Overall, more than 304,000 Nevadans have contracted the virus since the start of the pandemic. 5,256 people in the state have died. Nevada lawmakers are considering a measure that would make voting by mail the default for elections moving forward. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
Assembly Bill 321 would essentially make AB 4 passed by lawmakers during last summer's special session permanent. That means a ballot will continue to be sent to all voters unless they opt out. The bill also protects access to in-person and early voting. Speaker of the Assembly Jason Frierson says the measure is not about party, but about ensuring access to the ballot.
This is not Costco. Voting is a right, not a privilege, and we should make it as convenient and equitable for eligible Nevadans as possible.
Republicans have decried AB 321 as an attempt by Democrats to interfere with the election process. Many members of the GOP have expressed skepticism over the results of the 2020 election. They say more needs to be done to tighten election security by implementing voter ID and requiring residents to request mail-in ballots. Lawmakers are also considering a measure that would create straight ticket voting in future elections. For KUNR News, I'm Paul Boger in Carson City.
Snowpack in the Sierra has measured below normal despite several late season storms. The latest data collected by California's Chief of Snow Surveys and Water Supply show water content in the mountains at 59% of the average. This marks the second consecutive dry winter in the Sierra Nevada. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has issued the first guidance on how the state should spend a large chunk of the state's federal coronavirus relief money, KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Sisolak's proposed framework is dubbed the Every Nevadan Recovery Plan. It's meant to serve as a blueprint for how the state will spend about $2.9 billion of its share of the Federal American Rescue Plan. Essentially, it will use prioritization bands to determine where the money will go. They include increasing access to basic necessities and social programs for residents, strengthening community services, education, and the economy, as well as improving quality of life issues. Sisolak's office says the plan was developed with input from Democratic leaders in the legislature, as well as State Treasurer Zach Conine. Republican lawmakers, though, say the money should be used to provide tax relief to Nevadans. For KUNR News, I'm Paul Boger in Carson City.
Burning Man organizers are working to bring 69,000 festival goers back to the Black Rock Desert of northern Nevada this summer. According to the Reno Gazette-Journal, event organizers quietly filed paperwork with the Bureau of Land Management in October detailing plans for the event. Documents obtained by the newspaper show the two parties have been collaborating in recent months to prepare for contracting hurdles and restructuring needs. Burning Man organizers have not yet officially announced whether the event will actually take place. That decision is expected by May. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, April 2nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.